As the nation commemorates the centenary of the end of the First World War, a new installation at the Tower of London, Beyond the Deepening Shadow, the Tower Remembers, will fill the moat with thousands of individual flames, a public act of remembrance for the lives of the fallen, honouring sacrifice. Now, this new artistic tribute will run for 8 nights, leading up to and including Armistice Day 2018. Now, you can receive an audio-described session for visually impaired visitors. So what can we expect? Well, I'm joined now by creative producer Eva Koch-Schulte. Hi, Eva.
Hello. Hello.
Tell us about the installation. It sounds very exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting. This is the centenary since the end of the First World War. And as many of you may remember, in 2014, the Tower of London presented the Poppies installation, Blood, Sweat, Lands and Seas of Red. That was a fabulous moment where people came together to remember the beginning of the First World War. And now 4 years on, we are thinking about the end of World War One and how best to mark this moment. So we are putting a large, a major sound and light installation into the moat of the Tower of London from the 4th to the 11th of November. This is an evening event between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. every night, and the installation unfolds during that time. It's free to view from around the tower. And we also offer special access to the moat to feel and experience it up close.
It sounds as if it's going to be very spectacular. Just talk us through what we can expect.
Yes. So we thought about what it means to grieve, and we thought about how best to honour the fallen. And individual flames came up early on in the concept. So we are filling the Tower of London moat with thousands of individual flames. It's going to be a sea of flames. And that comes together with a specially commissioned sound installation composed by Mira Kalik, a wonderful sound artist. The design of the event is by Tom Piper, who also designed the layout of the Poppies in 2014. And so from Tower Hill, for example, what you'll first notice is a ring of light around the tower with these thousands of flames. And you'll hear a choral piece, a wonderful piece of music that is plaintive and that's very beautiful.
And I think especially those of us who had members of our family who were in the First World War, it's a very moving occasion when you have a remembrance like this, isn't it?
Yes, that's what we've experienced, and in fact what we experience around the tower every year. People come here to remember family members and to remember their own history and maybe connection, particularly to the Great War. There are always poppy sellers around the tower, for example, every year, and there will be again this year. And so we found when, for example, recruiting the volunteers for this event, we've got hundreds of volunteers involved with creating this display every night and with lighting the candles. They all come with their personal stories, and they're very, very moving. So it's about grandfathers and great-grandfathers. It's about their experiences in the war and about how the families lived with the loss after these conflicts.
There's very few veterans left now, aren't there?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, but the memory is very much alive. That's what we find when talking to our volunteers.
Yeah, my grandfather, he lied about his age. He was too young. And he went to the First World War and was involved in the Somme, and he was gassed, I think, but he survived, and he ended up in Russia fighting, and he survived the war, but he was a changed man when he came back.
Yes, for sure. And what we're often being told is that they couldn't talk about it in the way then that we talk about it now. So again, the remembrance now often gives families a chance and a moment where they can talk about it.
And I think with the younger generation, an installation like this perhaps makes younger people go back and have a look back at some of the things that the soldiers went through back in that day. Because I think as time moves on, we're 100 years on now, sometimes the memory can fade, can't it?
Absolutely right. In fact, I remember a couple of conversations, again, with volunteers, where somebody said he was dragged here more or less by his family to plant poppies in 2014. He wasn't that interested. But after doing that, he he started to look into their own family history and has found out so many things since about the two generations before him and their connections to these historic events. Another volunteer said that she, as a child, she was never allowed to laugh in her grandfather's house, and so she didn't like going there. She didn't have a particularly warm relationship with her grandfather. But again, being involved in an event like this makes her realize what had happened to him and makes her understand that part of her own history much better.
I had my another, he would be a great-grandfather, I think, of mine. I only found this out a couple of years ago. He was injured in the First World War and carried shrapnel right up until the 50s in his head. They didn't know how he'd actually survived that long. And it's just the stories that come out that you're not even aware of. Tell us a little bit about the audio described version then. How can we access that, and what would we expect?
Yes, of course. So we are making this experience, which is both a visual and a sound experience, of course, available for all audiences. And so we are creating audio described tours on the 6th and the 7th of November. We have two times for those on these dates at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. on the 6th and the 7th of November. You can book into audio described tours, which means you would meet one of our wardens at the Welcome Center and be taken to the Yeoman Warder introduction on the wharf, which is where everybody enters. And then you would be taken into the moat, where then you would hear, of course, the beautiful soundscape, which, by the way, in Mira Kalix's composition has mobile elements to it. So there will be something we call T7 performers, performers with loudspeakers strapped to them, walking through the moat and creating certain shapes. And so everyone's experience will be very individual because voices will be moving around you. So you may be moving through and there's a soprano really close to you, and then there's a bass further away which suddenly moves towards you, and then there's a different combination of voices around you. A very, very personal experience. And the visual part of that experience will be related, and some of the tower context will be related by our wardens who will be with that group.
In fact, if you can't see, then you possibly appreciate the sound aspects of this even more, I would think.
I absolutely agree with you. I think it's going to be particularly special because I imagine that group will take probably extra time to experience that and to really, really feel the depth of that. And Mira Kalix's work is very touching, very moving. It sounds timeless. It sounds almost like a mix of early music and modern choral music. So, and the fact that the individual voices move around you just means wherever you are, you get a different experience of the mood, you get a different experience of what it means, I suppose, to you personally.
So the audio described sessions are the 6th and the 7th of November, you said?
Yes, that's right, at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m, and they're bookable through our contact centre.
Do you have a phone number for that?
Of course I do, 0345 200 1918. And all this detail is also available on our website.
So that's 0345 200 1918. And the web address?
Is www.hrpforhistoricroyalpalaces.org.uk.
Well, it's going to be fantastic for you to actually see the fruits of your hard work. How long has it taken you to work on this?
11 months.
Wow. Wow. So you're going to be particularly looking forward to it?
Really, really looking forward to it. We think it's going to be very magical and, in a way, epic and very personal at the same time.
Well, we wish you the best for the whole installation. And, of course, if you're at home, keep an eye. There'll be other events coming up that will be audio described. And a lot of work goes into this, so it'd be great to get the benefit of this if you are vision impaired. Eva Koch-Schulte, hope all goes well. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.